We look at a stranger and subconsciously register gender, race, and perhaps class markers. These reflexive cognitive observations reveal nothing about the person, yet often carry heavy judgmental baggage. In gender, it may be sexual. In race or class, it may be the accrued social and economic biases of generations. If someone walking behind us is a white man wearing a suit, we may feel more secure than if he's an African American wearing a hoodie. Yet either is capable of ill will and harm. When we see a homeless person or the person ahead of us in the checkout line using a food assistant card, some of us may see someone with no self-discipline or initiative, a hanger-on, while others may see someone who can't find their way back into, or into at all, our rapidly changing system of labor and capital. But the person who sees a victim of economic change and redundancy may be no more right than the person who sees a slacker, because without personal engagement, we can't really know anything substantive about a person and would be wrong to assume anything. Yet we persist in our uninformed judgments, perhaps from a need to create a yardstick by which to measure our own moral or social standing and feel superior. Bias is a mixture of ignorance and mental laziness. When we make judgments without engaging personally and taking the time to absorb the stories and facts that give shape to those we meet, we loosen the social bonds that make communities work. This issue is important because it defines a sharp ideological divide in the parties vying for our presidency. The semi-religious belief in the autonomy of personal freedom and the supremacy of the individual versus the belief in a common weal and the idea that we're stronger as individuals if our communities are strong, healthy, and secure. In the supremacy of self camp, the other falls easily prey to our latent biases. Skin color, economic status, and gender as abstracts allow us to apply labels, as Mr. Trump has done with Mexicans, as we all have done at one time or another with minorities in our own history, or as Germany genocidally did with Jews, Poles, and Romani. Somewhere we've lost the equilibrium between community and individual enterprise that made us a beacon for the world. Our tolerance for intolerance could well mark the end of a beautiful run.